It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jacoby is still your starter, but you have the right to change your mind at any point. Is that kind of the message?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to send mixed messages. And when I said, you know, the right to change my mind, I'm talking about the entire team. I said, you know, because the thing about it, I always reserve the right to make a change at any given time. And so, you know, I don't want the fans or anyone to think, like, what is he talking about? Jacoby's 100% our starter. He's 100% our starter, and that's how we're going to look at this going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully I cleared it up. I appreciate the question. I get to see where the confusion is.
It's a little, you know.
No, thank you.
That's so good.
There you go.
I love that. You imagine anybody doing that to Bill? You know what, Bill? You weren't very clear there. You just imagine that.
Don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Snort at you.
Yeah, he's like, thanks for letting me clarify. Yeah, no, that's okay. You were pretty confusing, actually. You were all over the map there, Gerard, yeah. So thanks for clearing that
up. Trying to pin you down on one answer, you could. I know it'll be different a week, different 2 weeks, whatever it might be. But
that's just that's an unbelievable piece of that audio clip.
Right.
Where Karen's just like, yeah, I couldn't really follow you there.
Yeah, just
that's like me to my wife. I'm just like, yeah, Kathleen, I didn't get any of that. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
All over the map. I couldn't get any of that.
What answer can I give you that'll get me out of this as soon as possible?
That's like how she just talked to him. But yeah. Mayo's like, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was unclear there.
He apologized, yeah.
So, wow. Okay. Jacoby Brissett, 100%. Clear as day. Clear as a bell, according to Gerard Mayo. And yeah, based on that noise by Keith, none of us are fans of it. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith, hour number 2. On WEEI. We'll get to Would You Rather on a Wednesday about 15 minutes from now, so stay tuned for it. Here's what we've covered thus far. Davante Adams wants out of Vegas. Should the Patriots be in? Would he be interested in the Patriots? And who's the favorite to land Davante Adams? One more time, your favorite is?
Yes, no, Jets. She answered all your questions. I think the Jets, obviously the Aaron Rodgers connection, plus they got to be looking at it saying, we need to take a swing. They're not 4-0 riding high. Like, they're a mess. Part of it is Rodgers, but if you get him Adams, you've already given into this guy. It's not like, oh, we can't give him everything.
No,
you
I agree. You're a little too far down
if
the road.
If you're going to add Alan Lazard, add Davante Adams.
Yeah,
like,
fair.
Add a guy that's really good that he likes.
That's fair.
So I would say Jets. I think the Bills should be interested. I know the Saints are reportedly interested, or Adams is interested in reuniting with Derek Carr again. We got a good one on the text line saying, what about the Commanders? The Commanders are surprisingly good. They only have Terry McLaurin to throw to. So if you gave Jaden Daniels, McLaurin, and Adams, it'd be similar to Tua getting Waddle and Hill.
Yeah, that's
a
good one.
And Hurts getting Smith and A.J. Brown. So Commanders is a good one. Chiefs make sense. You just wonder if the Raiders would be willing to trade him in the division. So I mean, if it's the best deal, I'm with you. It should, but some teams just don't do that.
To me, Chiefs and Bills are the most interesting teams. But yeah. Commanders is a good suggestion. Saints, I get. And look, I mean, that Olave and Adams, that's a good wide receiver tandem. Shaheed's been really good this year.
Yep.
But yeah, I would say the Bills and Chiefs would interest me the most. Obviously, the Jets saga would be good as well. So we touched on that. We got to the David Andrews injury. It seems more and more likely he will miss the year. He's going to get season-ending surgery.
Brutal.
Miss the rest of the year. What does that do with your timeline for Drake May? Which ties into what we're talking about here today. We had Tommy Ekuren on the show yesterday. Tommy Tuesdays. And he doesn't like when I do this, I guess. But
no, he doesn't like you,
I know,
period.
It's very possible.
Like when you do this also.
But he doesn't like me or when I do this.
Yep.
But he said yesterday, and I hear this a lot, Ninkovich was on this morning with the Greg Hill show. Well, you can't play Drake May until the situation's right for him. So
I got news for you, Walter Cronkite. It'll never be good for him.
Well, that's right. So the follow-up question to me, and it's an obvious one, is, okay, if the situation isn't right all year, can you play Drake May? Does that mean you won't play him all year if the situation never gets right, and it's probably never going to be right?
But it's mixed messaging by the team, too, because he is the backup. He is the guy that would go in if something happened to Brissett. We just saw David Andrews get hurt. We feel like Jacoby Brissett gets hurt every game. He hasn't gotten injured yet, but he gets hurt every game.
Yep.
So at some point, you're going to have to take over. He also played the final series against the Jets a couple of weeks ago. So you put him on the field. You put him in harm's way, and now you can't play him, but you might have to at some point. So, yeah, it's all over the map. And at no point was in season did we think the offensive line was going to get drastically better.
Put a percentage on it, Keith. I asked you to do this yesterday with Swayman.
You said
50-50 on a Swayman trade.
Yep, I went on a ledge.
I was a higher number than I was going to say.
Fair enough.
I think I was bold. All don't right. sell yourself short all there. Right. But I like putting Keith in the hot seat here. Hot under those lights,
mm-hmm,
hey, Keith?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Put a percentage on it. What's the percentage Drake May does not start a game this year? I would say doesn't play, but he already played against the Jets. What's a percentage he doesn't play this year as a starting quarterback?
So this is going to shock you. I think it's actually zero.
It's still zero.
I think, that he doesn't start a game all year. I think it's zero because
I'm going to put like 5% on it now.
All right, so you're giving
it's
it
low.
All a chance.
No, but I would have said prior to the Andrews injury and prior to them being so adamant about sticking with May this week, I would have said zero coming into this week. Now I'm up to like 5%.
But you're saying there's
movement.
But right now, they haven't added anybody else to the roster that would play. They're not gonna go Joe Milton that leapfrog over Drake May, right? So if something happens to Brissett, so basically what you're saying is there's only a 5% chance.
Let me change the question.
Yeah.
If Brissett stays healthy, what's the percent? Is there a chance that Drake May does not play this year? I think yes. I think they will.
Long season.
It is. I think eventually they'll bench Brissett, but I have moved off it being 0% that May's gonna sit the whole year, even if Brissett gets healthy. I'm not sure they're going to bench him. Not with the way the offensive line is falling apart. That's not what I would do.
But I also think
nervous to put him out there, and the guys are dropping like flies.
But even the subsection of reporters/fans that thought, more reporters, I don't know how many fans are saying this, that Jacoby Brissett has done a hero's work the first 3 weeks, they weren't saying that after week 4.
No.
So Jacoby Brissett has more of those games in him than not, meaning he will turn it over. Guess what? Quarterbacks do. Now, other quarterbacks also make plays, so it kind of offsets the turnovers. But there's going to be a lot more losses, and there's going to be a lot more, oh, my God, Jacoby Brissett just fumbled. Jacoby Brissett got sacked to get him out of field goal range. Jacoby Brissett threw a pick. At some point, if the injury thing, if we're putting that to the side for the conversation, his level of play is going to get him benched at some point, I would have to imagine.
Yeah, I mean, again, I still
and
say,
it might not be nearly as soon as we want it to be, because we sort of joked about, like, you can't wait till the bye week. The bye week's week 14. But maybe, to answer this question, if Drake May just starts the final 4 games of the season,
right, he's in there.
He's in there.
So, I'm still saying 95% Brissett gets benched, not injured.
Yeah.
But I would have said 0 last week, and now I'm up to 5. And if he keeps sitting the next couple of weeks, that number's going to keep going
so
up.
So do you think
me.
There's a chance in the next 3 weeks, let's call it. Miami, Houston, both home games. Jacksonville in London. So two terrible teams and one good one.
Do I think Brissett gets benched in the next 3 weeks?
No. No. Let's say he starts all 3 games. Mm. Do you think there's another New York Jets game where Drake May gets a series and then maybe kind of pops a little bit and really pushes the envelope? You're like, wait a minute. Like, I know it's garbage time, but he looked a hell of a lot better than the other guy and then kind of forces their hand?
I mean, if you're asking me in the next month, is he getting into a game? My answer is no.
Yeah, but he got, like, I would have thought
start,
that. But he
starts a game.
Oh, starts a game. I'm would say no, too. But he, like, yeah, because remember last year with Bill Belichick, it took a while to really put the KO on Mac Jones.
Yeah.
He got benched a lot, but he kept starting. And then eventually they're like, okay, that's
I mean,
enough.
I thought he could start week two. We all thought week five was like a clear green light start for Drake May. And now we're past that, and I'm like, I don't know when they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to do it next week against Houston. Again, barring injury with Brissett, that would force their hand. But based on his play, I don't think they're going to do it against Houston. I don't think they do it in London. Would they do it against the Jets in that home game? Maybe that's the most realistic, but I don't know.
I don't know if Brissett's going to be able to do enough to kind of swing the conversation back the other way, because it was really quiet after week one. Not that he lit it up, but it was, all right, that's the style. Win on defense, run the ball a lot, and don't turn it over. So they did that for a week, and then they played a competitive game where they lost to Seattle week two. And so, sure, you know, you'd still have a few people talking about Drake May because he's the number three pick in the draft, but it really kind of cooled off a little bit. It's really just been two games, and it's been nonstop, like, get Brissett out of there for most people.
Yeah.
So I think the way it goes, like, you have 13 more regular season games. I'd be surprised if he survives that.
But they're favored this week. And, like, if they...
But that could speed it up. Like, I mean, if they lose, I mean, like, right. So now you're favored.
He's terrible. He's terrible in the game, and they lose. Could that expedite things?
It's one of the few times you're going to have the quarterback advantage on paper. Doesn't mean he plays better than Snoop Huntley.
Right.
But that's my point. Is like, that stands out worse. Like, Aaron Rodgers played better than you? Geno Smith played better than you? Brock Purdy played better than you? Okay. Like, Snoop Huntley played better than you?
That's...
Maybe grab some seat.
That is different. That's true. Tim is in Nashua. Go ahead, Tim.
So... all these problems developing with injuries, in most of the play that I've watched the last four games, is it a scary story to see the backups that you actually have substituting in? Before they had on the backfield for the defense, they had Bryant. They had players that you were familiar with.
Miles Bryant?
Is there...
He's bad.
Well, just as a substitute, Adam, I don't think that Wolf has prepared for the defense to be less of players, and same with the center as far as the backup for Andrews.
Yeah, look, the roster's bad.
Roster's bad. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I wouldn't cite Miles Bryant as an example of it, but I get what he's saying. I think their roster's been bad now for a few years. So I don't think it's – I mean, look, Wolf was here last year with Bill, yeah. So blame him for some of that. But roster depth, roster talent, it's been poor now for a few years. And
oh,
so
it's been real bad, but
I don't think that's new.
And I think that's no, because that's been discussed quite a bit. Because there were plenty of teams, even going back 2-3 years ago, where there'd be different kind of like rankings, right, of rosters. It'd be like just overall, but then it would also be players 25 and younger. And so when you rate really low on the 25 and younger, chances are a couple years later, unless you smash these drafts, it's going
to
be really, really bad. So I'm still holding out hope, and we don't know yet. Could this draft class be good? Could we look in 3 years? It's a Drake May, Jalen Polk, maybe one of the two linemen, and somebody like, oh, you got good players there.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's possible. But right now, yeah, it's one of the worst rosters. Part of that is Wolf's fault, but he also inherited a horrible roster.
He did.
He chose to re-sign every guy.
Well, and he's been here for a few years, so like, I'm not going to absolve him of any of the roster decisions in the past. 617-779-7937. We'll get back into your phone calls here on Jones and Keefe. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday, so let's get to some Would You Rathers. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
New England Patriot fans out there, I know what you're saying. Put Drake May in. This offense needs a spark, but I'm telling you, it will be the same old story with Drake May in if he replaces Jacoby Brissett. He'll be getting sacked. The offensive line will be letting guys go through, putting pressure on him. You don't want to ruin his confidence. Wait till at least
week 12. So beat up
12.
On the old guys? That what
yes, that's what I'm saying. That's why Jacoby's getting
oh,
paid.
Oh, man, that's wrong. Yeah.
You heard Gronk. Brissett. You can't play Drake May until week 12. You got to play Brissett.
Wait. Oh, Karen, hello.
Week 12? What does week 12 do?
I don't know.
What's better about week 12 than week 5?
I think week 12 is a random
same
road
opponent.
Game 2 weeks before
the
bye
opponent.
Week. Oh, it's also.
It's funny that he, I don't know.
Jacoby Brissett.
It's also the Dolphins.
It.
You're right.
It's at the Dolphins. So don't start him this week against the Dolphins. Start week 12 against the Dolphins.
Classic.
So it's been confirmed by Gerard Mayo.
Confidence.
Yeah.
David Andrews is done for the year.
Yeah, Mayo's at the podium right now. He just said season-ending IR for David Andrews. So
yeah, I mean, the offensive line, which already was bad, even the five best linemen on the roster at the start of the year was bad. He was one guy you could rely on. On Wenu, more or less, even though I think he would rather play guard. He's playing tackle, but there's two. Yeah, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. I don't think it's going to get better. So, like, to Gronk's point, now I know Gronk said this prior to the Andrews injury, or at least the extent of the Andrews injury. Why is the line or the team going to be better in week 12 than right now?
They won't be.
Okay.
I mean,
just to clarify.
I don't think they will be. That's one thing that people have to explain to me. It's why Curran got upset yesterday. But it's like, okay, he's going to play at some point, but he can't play until the situation's right. The situation's not going to be right.
And for those people, I'm curious.
The most right the situation was going to be was week one. That was the most right the situation was. That was the time to play him, and they missed that window.
Fun exercise for the can't play Drake May people.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many teams in the NFL they would feel comfortable playing them. And then if you do that, you're like, all right, so they have everything going? Like, how many teams have a great offensive line? How many teams have a great set of receivers? How many teams have a great play caller? There are more of them, right? Like, we're looking at, for a young quarterback, those are the three most important things. A lot of teams probably have two out of the three. I can't imagine too many have all three.
No, and again, like, we were talking about Devontae Adams earlier. People were like, don't bring in Devontae Adams. You need the offensive line first. But then we talk about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, and they go, well, he's got Terry McLaurin.
Right.
We're like, the offensive line's bad. Yeah, but he's got Terry McLaurin. So which one is it? Devontae Adams greater than Terry McLaurin, right?
Yes.
So, like, if that's the sole reason you can play Jaden Daniels year one and week one, but you can't play Drake May, then a receiver would fix it. So that would change the timeline with Devontae Adams. It's not all about the offensive line, because the Commander's offensive line is also terrible.
Well, forget what we want for a second, which is hard to do, but just a month ago, Elliott Wolf and the Patriots really, really, really wanted Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they got instead? Nobody. So if another really good receiver is available, like, they should at least be in on it. I think it's unrealistic. I don't think Adams would want here. I think there's going to be too many other good teams.
Yeah.
They're going to be willing to offer a similar trade package. So I don't think it's going to happen. But I think they should be interested. Any really good receiver, any receiver who is clear cut better than everybody on your roster, you should have. And just because the line is the bigger issue right now doesn't mean you don't ignore other things. It'd be like the Red Sox this offseason. It'd be like, it's like, well, we can't add a right-handed bat until we get a starting pitcher. It's like, well, there's a right-handed bat available. Maybe get that,
maybe
get that
get
now. If he's available and, like, the guy wants
a good player that you could use, why don't you go get that right
and
now?
And then you, like, nobody's saying if you get Devontae Adams, that solves the offensive line problems. It just helps fix another one of the many problems. You are a boat with many a hole. You got to start by filling one or two of them up before you get all of them sealed.
And again, you can't say Jaden Daniels can play because he has Terry McLaurin. He doesn't have an offensive line.
No.
And but then say, well, what does Devontae Adams, what difference does he make because you don't have an offensive line? So you can't say both those things, and I've heard that quite a bit. Real quick, since we were talking about it with Adams, Florio came out with a list of 9 teams for Devontae Adams.
Florio came out with 9 teams?
9 potential destinations.
So if you throw the Raiders out, because that's basically a third of the league.
You know where the Patriots are on the list?
Not on the list.
They're not on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready? Jets, Bills, Steelers, Colts, I don't think we've heard. Chiefs, Commanders, Cowboys, Packers. I don't think that one's
Packers?
Happening. 49ers.
I don't think he's going to the Packers.
I don't think he's going to the 49ers.
No. No, they kept their guys.
So there's like 2 or 3 teams on that list where like it won't happen, that doesn't make any sense, and the Patriots aren't even on the list.
But those are all right now playoff teams or playoff contenders.
Yeah. That's fair. Teams that at least have those aspirations. Yeah, yeah, that's right. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Mayo, very complimentary of the Miami Dolphins as he's talking here today as well. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm. They looked really good on Monday.
Is the shine coming off McDaniel a little bit?
Yeah, and it pains me to say it because I was a fan.
Yeah.
Like, I like the...
Because, like, we talk about Kevin O'Connell. We're like, man, you can plug in a lot of different quarterbacks there, and his offense works. And we've talked about that with some other coaches as well. What's his name? LaFleur in Green Bay. He plugs in Malik Willis, and, like, they're still winning games. It is cratered without Tua in Miami. And I thought McDaniel would be one of those coaches who gets more out of his team.
Same. So this is... It's trending in the wrong direction for McDaniel. One of many people that's like, hey, if they know Shanahan or McVay, hire them. Like, if they had a cup of coffee with that guy and talked just a little scheme, get them in here. And Mike McDaniel off to a good start. He's made the playoffs his first couple of years in Miami. And this also goes to, like, depending on how you feel about Tua might be how you feel about Mike McDaniel. And so I never thought Tua was that good. Like, coming out of the draft, I would not have wanted Tua. I didn't think he was that great of a pro prospect. And he wasn't at first. And then Mike McDaniel made him look really, really good. But now, if Mike McDaniel can't make anybody else look really, really good, and Tua was the one kind of holding that thing up, then maybe Tua's better than I thought, and maybe McDaniel's worse than I thought.
Yeah, it's
and so
it's
like
true.
This Sunday will be a pretty good indication because you know they're going up against a not great team, and if Mike McDaniel can't coach his way to a win in this one, or if it looks as ugly as it did against Tennessee, then you're like, oh man, yeah, the shine's way off.
And again, even if they were losing games, fine.
No, but they're not. They can't. They have no offense.
They can't get Hill and Waddle involved. I thought a brilliant offensive mind could figure out how to get those guys involved.
I agree.
No matter who was at quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to watch that this weekend while Mayo is very complimentary of the Dolphins. As I said, we'll get back to your phone calls, but it is a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe, which means, Billy Lanny, we have some Would You Rathers today.
Let's get into it, boys. Right. If you're Jeremy Swayman, would you rather play for the Bruins or any other team?
Any other team?
I think at this point, I know he said he was asked point blank, right? Or this was the report that didn't Neely ask him, like, do you still want to play on the Bruins? He's like, yes. I don't think so. I think he is so hurt by this, and you can't tell anybody how to feel, but the arbitration stuff, the whole negotiation process, I think he has been stung by it more than anybody else. There are definitely some bad places to play. There would be teams that aren't the contender that they are, but if the money ends up being somewhat equal, he might love all of his teammates, but I think he is just so turned off about this whole situation. I think he'd rather play somewhere else.
So, me too. Let me ask you this. The Bruins offered him $864. He said no. Would he take $864 from another team?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would be willing to play ball, and I'm not saying another team would offer it, but I think the deal he has declined from the Bruins, or, excuse me, $862.4.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to be careful.
$87.8. I think he would play on that for another team.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot.
Right? The bad blood is here where you're going to hold your nose and take it from another team, but he refuses to take it here because there's too much ill will and bad blood.
Like Char is an example, like one of the great Bruins of all time, but they're like, hey, we want you to have a reduced role here. And he's like, no. But he took one with the Capitals because he just didn't want to do that here. And I think other players, even like quarterbacks, like I started, I don't want to be the backup here, but I'll go be the backup somewhere else.
Maybe this is a bad example, but it just happened with the Carl Anthony Towns trade. He's a minor player. But like DiVincenzo was supposedly pissed about coming off the bench with the Knicks.
Yep.
But he's going to do that in Minnesota.
Right.
It's easier to do that and tolerate that on a new team than getting demoted on your current team.
Definitely.
It's easier to take that contract from another team than a team that you feel like has screwed you over for 3 or 4 years. And so, yeah, I think he would rather play for another team.
So the one good thing is, at least with Swayman, this isn't like a Bill Belichick situation where your head coach is also the guy negotiating your deal.
Right.
And then you can see like there'd be really bad blood, like Logan Mankins, Ty Law, like some of these guys that eventually kind of had to part ways. But if they do get a deal done eventually, how often does Swayman have to talk to Sweeney or Neely again? I mean,
probably not much.
I don't think that often.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a chance that he could just suck it up and be like, hey, I like the coach. I like all the teammates, and I'll just play.
Monty plays the good guy, and they're able to
bridge the gap. You have a go-between, at least, so that helps.
No, that's true.
I still think he'd rather play somewhere else.
Okay, what do we have next, Billy?
Would you rather the Red Sox start Trevor Story or Marcelo Mayer at short next season?
Mayer,
and it's not close. And I almost fell out of my chair when Merlone was like, you got to have Story be your starting shortstop, and you're not going to move him for Mayer and everything else. Now, they're both injury concerns.
Yeah.
Both guys have dealt with a bunch of injuries the last couple of years. But if the Red Sox aren't going to spend big money in free agency, and neither of us think that they are,
nope.
The only thing to really like grab everybody's attention would be to play the young guys. We've been hearing so much about the young guys. Bring them up and play them. And I'm not saying you got to get rid of Story because I think you're stuck with him.
Right. But I would, but you can make him.
Let's be realistic.
Yeah. Make him your second baseman.
Yes. He was good at second base when Bogarts was the shortstop.
Yeah. Make him your expensive DH. You're already doing that with Yoshida.
They don't really have a second baseman, so have him play second base.
No, I mean, you don't like Vaughn Grissom?
Have Story play second base, and then you can have Marcelo Mayer see what he is.
Where is Campbell? Is Campbell a second baseman?
Oh, he might play second base. Right,
he is. So I'm saying, Trevor Story.
Story can take a hike. Then
he can be the utility infield. You're paying him either way, so who cares?
Young guns.
Pay him to play on another team.
Yeah.
Pay him to be your
MVP, like Sale one side.
Pay him to be your utility infielder. Yeah. Put him at second base.
Let's do it.
If he's a pain in the ass about it, then whatever. Tell him he doesn't have any options.
So Twitch chat saying Rafaela at short, who I wouldn't mind, but I get him in center. So
I like him way more in the outfield.
I'd have him flying around in center. You can put Jaren Durand in left, and then you can have Abreu
Roman
play.
Roman Anthony. Right.
Forget it. To have Roman Anthony, Rafaela, and Durand in the outfield.
It's awesome.
Oh, we just talked ourselves into a fun little team.
Yeah. No. Look.
Instead, it's Trevor Story, Vaughn Grissom. No,
look, if you're going to do this, I don't need those guys in Worcester. Like, if you're going to do the...
It's a good take, though, Polar Park.
Oh, I have Who's you been?
Not yet.
No. I've not been either. I've heard it's great, though. In all honesty...
I do want to go.
I've not been. I would love to take the kid. I've not been. I've been to Portland.
Sounds like a good time.
I had been to Pawtucket a billion times. I've been to Lowell.
Yep.
I've not done Worcester yet. I humble brag.
Yep.
What's the Fisher Cats?
New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Yeah, Manchester.
I've seen the Fisher Cats up there.
They got a nice little ballpark.
I covered a John Smoltz rehab start.
I was there as well.
I think we've talked about this.
Yeah, we were both there for that.
Yeah. Clunking microphones into one.
They had some good pitchers for a while. They had Ricky Romero.
Oh, nice. I liked
Ricky. I
had some shares of Ricky Romero in fantasy baseball.
Then they had Dustin McGowan. All these scrub Blue Jays pitched there.
Travis Snyder was socking dingers.
Travis Snyder, I think, won the home run derby. Adam Lind was also a nice player for the Fisher Cats.
Adam Lind.
Might have had a bobblehead of his lying around somewhere. That was a good take, though.
He's kicking around in that backseat.
Fisher Cats? Great mascot, by the way.
What do you mean they were? Are they no longer?
No, they are. I'm just saying, but I don't cover the team really like I used to.
Got it.
Be boots on the ground there.
Follow their ins and outs quite as closely as you used to.
No, nice nice ballpark. Yeah, they lucked out because they played Portland a few times when it was small. I want to say Daisuke had a start there. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, beautiful park right on the river.
Lovely. Nice. Lovely, lovely take. But if you're going to do this, Red Sox.
Yeah. Listen up.
You're going to promote the youth movement, then play those kids next year.
Play the kids.
And if Trevor Story's your opening day shortstop and Meyer's your shortstop by May, fine, I can get on board with that.
You know what they should do?
Who should it be? It should be Mayer.
I have a great, this is a huge idea.
What's that?
So they have their connection with the 99, right? And they do the kids eat free after a win.
Yeah, correct.
They should pan over to the four prospects scarfing down meals. Yeah. Being like, this is great.
Oh, that's a great
idea. How smart is that?
Yeah, popcorn. Gold Fever wings are great.
Popcorn, I just gave you Gold Fever wings.
Yeah.
Cheese and cracks.
So you show a highlight of the Sox winning. You show the graphic that says the next day kids eat free. And then you have these guys just scarfing down a meal.
Slugging big frosty beers.
Wait, hold on a second. I can't have that.
I like that.
Then you have Alex Cora there who orders the adult entree.
Yeah, he could
therefore that triggers the free kids meal.
He could order the $14.99 big meal is what he could
now
do.
We're talking.
He could scarf down on that turkey dinner.
And in all seriousness, maybe the best idea I've ever had.
It's a freebie.
Yeah, that's one.
That's a freebie
just
for your Red
Sox.
Just
know there's more.
Yeah, just know that there's more in the hopper.
More where that came from.
What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather the Patriots reduce Ramondre's role on Sunday or business as usual?
So this has been a hot topic as he's fumbled four consecutive games. He has lost fumbles in back-to-back games and didn't really get much of a reduction. So he didn't play the next series,
right?
And then he was back in there. Also, he played a little less than the announcers would let you know. They're like, there's Ramondre. I'm like, that's JaMychal Hasty.
Like that happened multiple times.
They did correct that at one point.
They were like, they were all over.
That's actually multiple times.
That's actually Jamichael Hasty.
They screwed that up a few times.
They're like, we did not prep for that.
So that was confusing. I feel like it might be a little late for the punishment now. Like, don't you do that in game? And also, I wasn't as freaked out about him being back on the field because he's really your only chance. Like, he's your best player.
Okay. They should have sat him down in the Niners game, though. Like, I was okay with starting the Niners game. Like, they had, and it's two lost consecutively. Like, all right, fine. He lost his first fumble of the year against the Jets. That wasn't ideal. That was a bad fumble. He had fumbled the 2 weeks before, and it was already a talking point going into the game, but that was his first lost fumble. Now you've lost a fumble 2 weeks in a row. So is reducing his role enough, Keith, or should they just outright sit him? I mean, they're obviously not going to, but what should they do?
They should play him. I'd play him.
If he fumbles, he gets stapled to the bench for the rest of the game.
Though. So if he fumbles in this game, then, yeah, he can take his helmet and you're like, you're not playing again.
Yeah.
But I think
you might not play against Houston if you lose another fumble.
But you need him. You can't lose the guy. And at least Antonio Gibson, like, Hasty's whatever. Like, Gibson gives you a little something.
I'm okay with more Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson.
But the problem becomes, that's a guy who's fumbled a ton in his career.
Well, let's cross that bridge when we get to
it. No, he hasn't yet, but just know that, like,
it's coming.
That's probably coming. The more you play Antonio Gibson, fumbles have been a part of his entire career.
Yeah.
So it's probably happening, but reward Gibson. He hasn't fumbled yet.
Then bring in Hasty. See what he does. See if he can hold on to the rock.
What's Jonas Gray up to?
It's
these
2 days? Yards to carry, but he's holding on to it. Ben Jarvis Greenhouse never fumbled.
What's the law firm up to these days? It's a good question. What's our final? Would you rather, Billy?
Would you rather go to a Halloween party or a Christmas party?
Okay. I love both.
Do you?
Well, no, you know me. I like to stay at my house. But if I do have to go somewhere, I love both holidays. I'm a big fan of both very much.
I love both holidays.
I do think that you were going to get a little bit more of the risque costume at Christmas. No, at Halloween. So I would go Halloween party. It's a little bit more work. You got to come up with like a good costume. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit more enjoyable. I would say the Halloween party.
Yeah.
I don't go to a ton anymore, but like in my 20s and like early 30s, I would probably say Halloween party is greater than Christmas parties.
You know, Kat and I met at a Halloween party?
No way.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You had a mask on?
You were Salt, she was Peppa.
No, 100% covered face.
There you go. I knew it had to be something.
No chance otherwise. Covered face.
What were you? Seriousness, what costume did you have and what costume did she have?
I was Keith Stone. Do you remember the Keystone Light guy?
Yeah.
I was Keith Stone.
Keith Stone.
I literally standing there with a 30-pack of Keystone on my shoulder. She's like, can I have a beer? I'm like, this is killing me.
Look at that.
This thing is so heavy. Absolutely,
you may. She thought you worked there.
Yeah. She's like, are you the help?
Lifetime movie.
Are you the help? Can I have a Keystone Light, please?
How'd you meet your wife? Oh, I got her real drunk. I got her hammered. We split a 30 rack.
I had my face covered. She was hammered.
What was she? Do you remember?
Yeah, she was Flashdance.
Flashdance.
Mm-hmm.
It was a match made in heaven.
Match made in heaven.
Keith Stone.
Chugging Keystone Lights.
Exposed shoulders.
At my cousin's Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know what that means.
So my answer to the question, Christmas party, is my answer to the question. I met my wife and I had a family based on a Halloween party. If I could redo it, Christmas party.
That's pretty
good.
That's
what I would say.
I like it.
That's how I would answer that question. But Halloween party. No,
Both are fun.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking a 40-year-old, Christmas parties, holiday parties, they're not quite as fun as they used to be. Halloween parties, I feel like,
if
I ever went to one, they're ragers. Still Halloween parties are ragers.
Yes, Halloween parties.
Endless people watching.
People watch is great. You can make fun of the costumes. They're going to be like some of them really good. There's usually a costume contest of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're bobbing for apples. Maybe whatever it takes.
I haven't bobbed for an apple in a long time.
The last time I bobbed for an apple was at a Halloween party. They filled it with like beer.
Where else would you do it?
A beer apple.
Where else would I do it? Yeah. I don't know, like a fair perhaps then?
That seems like a horrible idea.
I don't know. Like a medieval festival? Maybe
an apple orchard or a fair, Nick?
Apple orchard.
Get cultured.
Maybe it's a family bonding thing, Nick. Maybe he does it like once a month.
Yeah, me and the kids, we train them.
Yeah.
You guys bob for apples. Yeah. You want an apple? You got to stick your face in there.
Drown my kids.
Like, yeah. No thanks.
I haven't bobbed for an apple in some time.
Yeah.
Huh.
I have a giant mouth, though, so. Spoiler, I'm pretty good at it. Yeah. I know. That's going to live forever. But the point is, it's a nice time. I think the Christmas parties are fine, and you have, like, the gingerbread house, and you got, like, an ugly sweater, but, like, there's just more doing at a Halloween party.
Yeah.
An excuse to kiss somebody under a mistletoe.
That's true. Ooh. Just camped out.
Yeah.
We have the mistletoe belt.
Anyone? Yeah. Anyone?
Hold a 30-pack or whatever.
Hello?
Keystone.
Yeah, keystone case on the shoulder.
I'm just right under the mistletoe with the keystone light. Yeah. I'm like, hello, anybody? Hello?
Anybody, you're going to need a couple of these first. And they're like, all right, fine.
I got to take the mask off.
All right.
I'm not. I don't want
Let's
that,
go.
Actually. No, thank you.
Yeah. There you go. It's Would You Rather. On
that was good, I thought.
Here on Jones and Keith. Well. Very strong.
Yep.
Very, very strong. Very educational.
Yep.
Keith has a giant mouth. And How I Met My Wife. That's very, very interesting. We'll get to misleading. You're familiar with the Greg Hill Show. The leads on the Greg Hill Show. I'll revisit what jumped out to us here. A raging debate over soup, Keith.
Soup?
Soup.
I heard this, actually. Yes.
In or out on soup. Let's get to it next.
It's time for misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show? You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
It's misleading here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. We'll revisit a raging debate that I heard driving in this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Soup.
Soup.
Apparently, soup is a very controversial food.
I guess so. Yeah.
So I didn't quite catch the setup on this. Okay. Greg was sharing recipes of
soup,
beer cheese soups and things that he was making. And Shime and the rest of the show had a very visceral reaction to, how filling soup is, how much of a meal soup is, etc.
Not a meal. You can ask Kenny Banyan. Or he would say that it's not a meal.
It's very much not a meal.
It is a meal.
You get taken out.
Soup
that really should be paying off the bet, but no, the bet was a meal.
Right.
Soup is not a meal.
Well, there you go.
It's a good point.
The jar's round. Why isn't it called Round Teen? It's gold. The soup debate, I believe, started when they were talking about there's a beer out there that is mustard-flavored.
A mustard-flavored beer.
Yeah, and they were asking Shime if he would try it. He's like, of course I would try it. I also would try
it. What's the downside in trying it?
There's no downside. Try anything once.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
And so I'd try the mustard beer. There's all kinds of wacky beers out there. Like, I like the jalapeno pepper ones or the habanero pepper beers.
Yeah.
Spice is a spicy beer.
I'll tell you what. There's a local brewery. They don't make that anymore, huh?
No. Every once in a while they do, but there's other places that
they'll make it.
Yeah, hot beers.
Okay, because I like a nice,
ooh boy,
nice spicy beer.
Yeah, can't drink like a million of those.
No, but
it's good.
Get you going a little bit.
Yeah, but the mustard beer I bet would be pretty good.
That dovetailed into beer soup and a beer cheese soup and things like this.
Yeah. You like soup?
I wouldn't say I'm the biggest soup guy, but I don't have the visceral reaction that Shime had. Shime was very, very, very much out. Oh, there you go.
Look at that. With a corn dog. Nice job, Terp, on Twitch and YouTube.
A mustard beer with a corn dog.
Yeah, that sounds like a great afternoon right there.
So, I mean, I guess I don't want a soup on its own, but like a tomato soup and a grilled cheese, delicious.
Yeah.
Soup and a sandwich. Like, if you're telling me I get a soup and a sandwich.
Does like chowder count?
Chowder absolutely counts.
Chowder's a soup, like a bisque.
Yeah.
I like a lobster bisque and like a New England clam chowder.
I like a bread bowl.
You do?
Yeah.
You eat the whole bowl? You eat all the bread after?
Depends. Yeah. I've been known to do that.
If you're still a little hungry?
Yeah. Depends on who I'm with.
If I got to
put on airs for like another couple that we're with or something like that, maybe not. You don't want to be scarving.
Do you ever try
scarving out barehand in like a bread bowl with clam chowder flying everywhere?
Do you ever try to eat the bowl while there's still like half the soup in there and it's just like
dump it all over yourself? No, but if it's like Cat and I, nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I'm not wild about soup. I'm not anti-soup either. I'm sorry I don't have a strong take on soup, but I don't really, like, I don't love it. My wife loves soup. And I'm like, that's kind of like a...
You're constantly making soup in the Keith household.
I don't make anything. She makes soup. She makes a lot of soups. And I'm like, she made this big like Italian wedding soup not too long ago. She got meatballs in there, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a whole to-do. I'm like, yeah, it's nice, but not really for me.
I don't have a
soup.
We don't have the flavor complexity. We don't appreciate the flavor complexities. Is that what it is? Because soups are very delicate.
Well, also,
from a taste profile, they're very delicate.
Really, really hot soup,
yeah,
I always burn my mouth. Just like hot coffee. I can't drink hot coffee.
You don't have the patience.
No, it is a patience thing.
You don't drink hot coffee?
Never.
I guess I do typically see you with an ice. You never seen Keith drink a hot coffee?
No, definitely
interesting.
Not.
Both of you guys have both worked with him more recently.
I've had hot coffee once in my life, and it was when we were in Minnesota for the Super Bowl. I've never been so cold. I mean, lifelong New Englander, I've never, ever been so cold.
You've never seen him drink hot coffee? Never.
Never once.
Interesting.
I've always seen the iced coffee. But you should have iced coffee in Minnesota. It would have dropped your core temperature. You'd have been fine.
I wasn't thinking. And they had it at the hotel.
It was too chilly. I said hot coffee.
No, I am a 365 iced coffee guy.
I get that. I respect that.
But I think they're also suggesting it's soup season. Like as it starts to turn.
Yeah, it's cold.
Once the leaves start to fall.
You want to warm yourself up a little bit.
A big bowl of soup.
Okay.
I don't have the patience for it.
I have a visceral. They were talking about French onion soup. And I have a visceral reaction to that. I worked for a long time in restaurants. I'm one of the few people I know that was demoted from busboy to dishwasher.
Oh, really? Yeah, you didn't go up, you went down.
No, I went down the ladder at the North Troy Village restaurant in North Troy, Vermont.
Nice.
Demoted from busboy to dishwasher, which I don't think happens a lot in the restaurant industry.
No.
But that happened to me.
Okay.
And so we had a French onion soup on the menu.
Yeah, I like a French onion
soup. It's delicious. It's great.
Yep.
I like ordering it.
Sure.
From the dishwasher's perspective.
Oh, you know cheese on there. Oh,
well, you know that, like, why do you even
the
refer
nightmare.
To that bowl?
It's
like a curved bowl where, like, the cheese gets, like underneath it. Yeah, is that what it is?
Would you call it just a crock?
Is it a crock?
Yes, I think so.
Is that what that is? So the cheese gets under
nightmare.
There?
Oh, it's
the
worst. Do you have a special tool or are you going to use, like, your nails?
I would use, like, a steel wool from time to time, but you get your nails in under there. Yeah, I would scream. When they're like, oh, we got four French onions, I would scream in the kitchen.
Terrible.
I'm not even joking.
Like,
I'd be like, why? What are we doing? Why?
It's a popular item.
It was a popular item.
Yeah,
but
I can see that being a nightmare.
Yeah,
because like the part of the charm of that is there's so much cheese that it melts and sticks and like becomes part of the crock.
You think it's a soup? Very easy to clean. Wrong. Nightmare.
No,
my biggest nightmare.
Yeah, no, that's bad because you can't be sending it back out there. And they're like, that ain't my cheese. That's old cheese. That's not.
Like, wait a minute.
That's not from this order.
I made sure to eat all that cheese.
That
and what
guy.
Is this? This is.
That's
why old cheese.
Circle it back to the bread bowl.
Uh-huh.
Everything should be in a bread bowl because you can eat it or toss it. Eat it or you're not cleaning anything.
It is wasteful, though,
you're
to
just
throw out the bread bowl.
You could eat it. But I'm just saying, like, you're back there. All you're doing now is washing spoons.
You know what? If I should have made that suggestion.
But guys, let's mix in some of these bread bowls.
Guys, can we do a French onion soup in a bread bowl? Why aren't we doing this?
Derek, well, then you're out of a job. Like, we don't need you at all.
There's no dishes for you to clean.
It's a good point.
We can't demote you any more than we already
have. Yeah. This is it.
Where do they demote me to?
Yeah. I'm the garbage man throwing away all the bread bowls.
Yeah.
That's not what I am in that restaurant.
By the way, on Minnesota, this is just top of mind because I watched the vice presidential debate last night. How'd you feel about the state of Minnesota?
How do I feel about the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, did you enjoy your time at that Super Bowl?
Not particularly.
Okay, I've heard most media members did not. If you heard Tim Walz going on and on about Minnesota last night, it's legit the greatest place to live in the world.
He loves the Metrodome.
I couldn't get past it. I'm like, this guy is talking about Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like it's...
You have pride in where you're from, right?
I guess.
You don't have to.
The land of milk and honey is how he was talking about it. I'm like, man, well, I've been sleeping on Minnesota all these years. I had no idea.
Really trying
Minnesota's
to
Minnesota's the greatest at everything, apparently. I had no clue.
Really trying to get those 8 electoral votes or whatever the hell Minnesota brings.
It's like, I never knew. I've been sleeping on Minnesota.
Yeah, apparently really nice.
Wow, a lot of bread bowls, I imagine.
Twins,
people are very happy.
Vikings, T-Wolves have a long, rich history. So
sure.
The Gophers.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Gophers.
Gotta love the Golden Gophers.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
So there you go. Raging hot, no pun intended.
Good soup.
Debate there.
Good soup talk.
On the Greg Hill Show this morning. It's part of Misleading here on Jones and Keith. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Devontae Adams. Should the Patriots make a call on Devontae Adams? And would he even listen if they did? We'll get to it next. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.